In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it, grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk, because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear.
Good evening. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9 every Tuesday night from 11 o'clock. Welcome. I'm Matt, and this is my equally grumpy and gay partner, Helen. Helen, how are you?
I'm great, Matt. It's been a grumpy week from our last.
I was going to say, like, how's the week been? Has it been an absolute fizzer?
It has been a veritable treasure trove of grump, Matt, on all fronts.
Yeah, I got to say, my expectations for the week were pretty low, and they failed to meet them.
Perfect.
So,
excellent.
Yeah, so, you know, so let's get on with the good old grumpy gay bitch session that is our show. Coming up on tonight's show, of course, regular segment, it's a mad, 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 mad world. Tonight, the madness of reality TV.
And we all know how much I love reality TV. We've also got your regular, which is an absolute cracker, Matt. Melbourne, we need to talk. Oh, the art of it, a.k.a. of artists.
You're not going there.
What does that mean?
You know, I don't know. What word starts with F that I could think of? Anyway.
Might end with K.
Absolutely. Mm. So another regular segment, which we started last week, is Room 666. And this week is my choice, actually, of what I'm putting in Room 666. It's got to do with mobile phones and how we communicate these days.
It is.
Slight hint there.
And, of course, we've got our Egypt of the week. Now, this one's a cracker, Matt. Think Super Bowl and praise the baby Jeebus.
Wow, it's got to be American, but I'm trying to make the connection there.
You'll see.
I'm intrigued. I'm desperate to find out. And of course, our grumpin resident, the royalty of rant, our little AGM angry gay man himself, Doug Acker, Randy McRant. It will be phoning in a little bit later. I'm sure he's about to burst a pipe or something. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, of course, our grumpy gay music theme of the week. Now, this was your choice this week,
yes,
Matt.
Yes, it was my choice. It's Australia's foray into the new romantic movement. Now, the Brits invented it. You know, sort of 80s synth pop, that sort of thing. You know, it kind of makes you want to chuck on a blouse and an eye patch and get some mannequins and dry ice, that sort of thing, you know. But I do wonder, what would the Aussie version of a new romantic be called?
Ooh. Now, there's a question. I have no idea. When you say new romantic, I automatically go to Flock of Seagulls.
Really? I will give you an example. This is Bitter Desire by Kids in the Kitchen.
There's nothing I can do when I'm
Kids in the Kitchen. Helen, Kids in the Kitchen. You know, that's where they are these days, the kids.
I fell
expecting
down
everybody,
once.
Expecting everybody to cook their own meals for them.
That, absolutely.
Yeah.
I fell down once. I fell down once, apparently. Oh. I fall down all the time.
Yeah, I love how they got once to rhyme with once. That's just genius,
it
isn't
is.
It? Yeah.
It's a lyricist.
So
extraordinary.
Going back to Flock of Seagulls, what's the story with Flock of Seagulls?
The Flock of Seagulls. Okay, so when in my heady 80s, you know, in my...
In your 80s, you're not there yet.
In the heady 80s, sorry, I sported a Flock of Seagulls hairdo for a period.
Ah.
It was met with much derision from my elder sister.
Okay.
And... Even nowadays, when I go for a little bit of an updo, said sister always comes back with Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, okay, right.
So it was more, you know, about the hair. It had a nice wave to it. It was high. There was, you know, I probably contributed greatly to the hole in the ozone layer with the amount of hairspray I put in it.
There was a nice architecture.
It was absolutely.
Whereas tonight you look as if you've just been attacked by a flock of seagulls.
Absolutely, so. It's been raining and it's just miserable and hot and disgusting.
It's a man.
All right, Mr. Gray, we've entered the mad, 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 mad world in which we live. So I realise our television viewing pleasures tend to be a little diametrically opposed, Matt.
Okay.
You like to, you know, live stream from, you know, give me a man after midnight, aka Grindr or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, okay. I had no idea where you were going with. I thought you were talking about the ABBA video, but right, okay.
And I prefer to basically read a book. However, I think we can both agree that what is now termed free-to-air television, or rather, you know, back in our day, it was simply Channel 9, Channel 10, Channel 7 and Channel 2 until...
We didn't have SBS.
Well, until Shock Horror, that alternative SBS came along.
I know. I remember the weekly quota of European bums and breasts.
Thank
Loved
you.
It.
The free-to-air television has taken a decided turn, I would say, for the worse. Now, what am I talking about here, Matt? I'm talking about from Married at First Sight, for those who have no singular appreciation of the English language, maths. Survivor, Australia All-Stars, My Restaurant Rules, MasterChef, 90 Day Fiancé. The list goes on
there
and
isn't.
On.
Is there?
And on and on.
90 Day Fiancé.
And on and on. Well, you get the picture.
Mm.
And the level of stupidity that's displayed on these so-called entertainment programs, seriously, how does one dumb down that far to watch these programs? So let's play a little game, Mr. Gray.
Okay.
I'm going to read a quote from one of the influence star celeb 15 seconds famers
mm-hmm.
that appear on these shows, and you tell me which of these atrocious reality TV shows it came from.
Oh God, I'm gonna have to trawl the depths of my knowledge of this kind of thing. But
all right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, as I ever will be. Right, go.
Now, I don't know whether I really don't do voices, so I can't do the voices associated with this. So I'm just going to read the quote for
right.
you, Matt. You ain't king a ding-a-ling.
I'm glad you didn't do the voice for that.
Thank you.
You ain't king a ding-a-ling.
I just
you
want the king... show. I don't want the person who said it. I just want the show.
Married at First Sight?
Correct.
Oh,
ding,
wow.
Ding.
Okay,
well
king
done.
Ding-a-ling.
King ding-a-ling. When it comes down to it, we don't mix. We're like chicken parma and tuna fish. It just don't taste good.
All right, so there's two very common meals there, and then there's a little bit of bad grammar at the end. So I'm going to go My Kitchen Rules.
Incorrect. Oh. That would be Survivor.
Oh. Oh, well, they're not known for their brains. It's all the brawn, isn't it?
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another delicious quote. Don't swear in front of the food.
Right, that's got to be MasterChef, I reckon.
No, that's MAFS.
Again?
That's MAFS again.
Ah.
And now this is one that's a little bit of out of left field, but I'm hoping you'll pick up on it, Matt. I'm hoping you will. This is a direct quote from a particular individual.
Mm.
I hate it when women wear the wrong foundation colour. It might be like the worst thing on the planet. Think who could say something
It's got to be somebody. Oh, I reckon it's something like Love Island.
Ooh, veering a little bit off course, it's a particularly famous individual. Considered a, I don't know,
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That, yay! Bingo, ding, 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 you've got it. You can't make this shit up.
No, you can't, but they can sell a lot of stuff.
They can. We as a society have dumbed down so far, we are currently experience what I believe is devolution.
This is true.
This isn't entertainment. It's just absolutely depressing that people like this exist in the world we live in and are on television and are making money.
Oh, no, look, it is very depressing, but I've actually got a confession to make here, right? So a couple of months ago, I had a little bit of a, you know, some time off work, and I decided that what I was going to do with my life was very constructive. I was going to lie on the sofa and watch TV for endless amounts of hours on end. And I got really into Love Island.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry, I really did. I was actually sort of quite invested. I invested a lot of time and energy.
In Love
Gerard,
Island.
If you're out there, call me. Oh, my God.
I can't even begin to. I cannot say I have seen even a nanosecond.
No, but what about Married at First Sight? There's a same-sex couple on Married at First Sight.
Oh, Lord.
This season? Did you not know that?
Unfortunately, I did. But, you know, my call is, give back your steak knives, love. You really shouldn't be representing the sisterhood.
Oh, right. You reckon they're bad guys?
There you go. Well, in a nutshell.
Join the club. Yeah, look, I agree. It's a mad, 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 mad world, Mrs. Gray.
It is.
Stick around. Coming up after this, we've got Melbourne We Need to Talk, where I'm going to be talking about graffiti.